In January, protesters at a Lafayette nail salon alleged that its African-American customers had been targets of ongoing racial discrimination. The salon owner says that's not true, but as WBAA's Emily Seiberg reports, behind the opposing she said stories, a more complicated narrative emerges about stereotypes, perception, and bias.
Controversy surrounding alleged racism at a nail salon isn't unique to Lafayette.
A brawl between employees and customers at Happy Red Apple Nail Salon in East Flatbush caught on camera.
A new video here of a woman going on what many are calling an offensive rant at a Hillsborough County nail salon.
Dominique Streeter had one broken acrylic nail, so she decided to check out Lafayette's Deluxe Spa and Nails, a convenient walk from work. But instead of a quick fix, Streeter says salon owner Kim Bidwell argued with her. The next day, another nail broke. But instead of visiting a different salon, Streeter decided to head back to Deluxe.
I just felt like my energy was off. I wasn't giving her what I expected back.
But Streeter says when she walked in and said good morning, she was told the salon was busy with other appointments all day. A few days later, she tried again. Streeter says on that day, she didn't bother to speak to anyone as the nail salon was packed. But she tried one last time later in the week, bringing donuts as a goodwill offering the Sunday before Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Once again, she was told there were no appointments available the rest of the day.
And I left out. I stormed out. Came back in, I said, give me my donuts. I took my donuts back and she said, we don't want them anyway.
That's a lie. We're never busy entire day.
That's Deluxe Spa and Nails owner Kim Bidwell.
If I'm racist, the first day she came in, I'm not going to do her nails.
Bidwell is Vietnamese. She says she came to America when she was 15 and has lived here for 40 years.
I cannot please everybody.
Streeter went to social media after her final visit. That's when she discovered Yelp reviews and Facebook comments going back several years from African-American women sharing stories like her own about Deluxe. Streeter says it never occurred to her that what happened might have been racist. But once she saw the similarities between multiple accounts, she was convinced and upset. She decided to protest outside the shop the next day.
A lot of people get into the fight for the first time because of that moment of dissonance where the world suddenly feels completely different from what we expected it to be like.
Vanessa Pacheco is the policy director of the Lafayette branch of the National Social Justice Organization Younger Women's Task Force. She says her group wanted to find a way to partner with Streeter, who says she'd never previously engaged in activism, to help her protest. But the protest came on the heels of Streeter making some questionable comments herself. On Facebook, Streeter used slurs to mock Bidwell's ethnicity and appearance.
It was just the moment I was in. Like, I grew up a little different. I'm rough around the edges. And I'm maturing as I get older. So the language I used was strictly off of anger.
We're all sort of under the same umbrella of different kinds of ideas about how race works.
That's Purdue University sociologist Jean Beeman, who studies marginalized communities.
It's about the differences between different racial and ethnic groups in our societies. And the question becomes, like, you know, at what point do we draw on those problematic ideas?
Pacheco says the takeaway from the animosity between Streeter and Bidwell shouldn't be that everyone is racist.
That's a convenient story so that I can go on and live my life and keep my bias.
But Beeman says it's still important to acknowledge even unconscious feelings.
She's trying to appeal to these individuals as individuals in this sort of like one-on-one interaction, and then coming to realize that it's not just the one-on-one interaction, it's also sort of particular stereotypes based about her based on the fact that she's Black, and then I guess, you know, the corollary of that is stereotypes that she has of people who work on the nail salon.
Pacheco says it's important to think about how biases, as she puts it, disintegrate relationships within the community.
Sitting down and thinking about that and saying, how is that me? That's scary stuff, you know, but it's the work that we have to do.
Streeter and Bidwell both say they don't have plans to talk again. Bidwell declined to comment on whether the incident has hurt her business's bottom line. For WBAA News, I'm Emily Seiberg.